Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. We're going to talk about what's coming up in 2013. What do we have to look forward to? What do we need to be cautious about? And how can we know what's coming up in 2013? How would we know? Isn't it all a mystery? Well, maybe there are some tools to find out. Maybe we can actually look in and see what's going on using, let's call it secret means. Maybe it is secret. It's not secret to a lot of us, but to most of the world it is. And that's working with the human design system, which is designed to tell us what's going on. I'll explain it more with my guest because it's an amazing system that's 100% accurate. At least that's my experience of it. I've been working with it for about 11 or 12 years now, and it never lets me down. So I'm very excited to look at this coming year in a way that I'm confident will reveal itself the way we're going to talk about. So keep your ears tuned to this because I think we're going to be understanding things that we need to know. And to help us know better is a fellow analyst of the human design system, a friend of mine who I've known for a long time, and he's terrific at this stuff. And so I'm glad to talk with him on the show. He's been on the show before. Mark Germain. Welcome, Mark.
Hey. Hi, Peter. Hello, hey. Everybody.
So it's so good that we can talk about this and help our audience know what to look ahead to this coming year.
Yeah, it's a wonderful way to, you know, get a grasp of what's happening, you know, to see, to be more aware, gives you the tools to really be able to do that.
Right. And so we're using the human design system. Now, why should we trust that?
Well, you know, I would say no one should trust it unless they want to experience for themselves. I mean, that's, I think, one of the tenets is it's not about believing, it's about experiencing it. And like you said in your introduction, it's something you found you experienced to be true, and I do too. I've been doing this over 7 years now, and I found it to be amazingly accurate and quite profound, and every day something just keeps hitting me that says, wow, this is just amazing stuff.
Right, and it helps so many people in their lives. Because what we're going to talk about is the year, and yet human design also tells us each about ourselves, the mechanics of our personalities, what we're here for, and how to be better at it, actually, how to know ourselves better, and even how to trust ourselves better, because we know the mechanics that we're born to. There's a language. This system puts a language to us in a way that we haven't heard before.
Yeah, it gives it a structure. You know, some of the things I used to speak about, and I think you did too, but this is just such a complete system that it all the things that we were thinking and talking about has an actual vocabulary and, you know, and it's got a structure to it that brings a very relevant feel to it.
Yes, and so we're going to bring that relevant feel to our projections of human design for this year. And it didn't start on New Year's Eve, did it?
No, it actually, you know, the Rave New Year is not the chronological Roman calendar that we normally go by. It's on when the 41st gate actually goes into the personality sun, which is...
Well, we all know what that means. We all know what that means, right?
Yeah.
The 41st gate and the personality sun. Let's just actually talk about that it uses the stars, it uses our planets, and it creates a template, a chakra template based on the Chinese I Ching. So that makes it a lot simpler for everybody right there. So... And what you said last was really what the key is, because we understand the mechanics of how to put this together and where it all comes from. And it all makes sense in that it's a revelation that we can actually look at the position of the planets and know that they start the new year on January 21st.
Yeah, and one thing to note, the overall context of human design, it's mechanical. you know, it's very much not personal. It can be personal and how it impacts you, but it really is more detached, and it's basically about how things work, you know, the potential of things and how they work.
Right. When I talk about the traits, for instance, I've done shows on the traits of famous people, and I examine the mechanics of their traits in very succinct ways, people will say, oh, you know, of course we know about them, and you could write this and you could write that and you could write this about them. But they don't understand. It actually comes out of the software.
Yeah, and with great detail, you know, and everything has a this and that quality. It has a range of expression. So there's some really cool ways of looking at things. So it's not, even though it has a distinct definition, there's a lot of nuance and context.
Well, the nuance is to apply it to your life.
Yes.
It's about application, because mm-hmm. it says what it says. So you have to deal with that.
Yep.
And so we're going to say what it says about this coming year.
Yep.
And understand and project what that might mean. So we can understand that there are these traits that will be attributed to this year. Well, how will they be put into use, and how will we work with them, and how will we be affected by them? That's the story. So to start off, though, that there are four traits that show up every year at this miraculous date. On now, it's not always January 21st, but it's around that moment, around that point in time
mm-hmm.
when, as you said earlier, the 41st gate clicks in. And even though that's a technical term, we wouldn't know it's the start of the year until we see on the chart, oh, yeah, there's that 41. It showed up again. So we look at that and go, okay, now what does that show us for the rest of the traits that have shown up at that particular moment in time? And that's what we're going to look at. And so every year, different traits show up at that moment in time, because the rest of the planets are all the planets. I mean, we're talking about the sun and the earth to start off with. Those planets are in the same juxtaposition every year at the start of the year. And then the rest of the planets are in different positions every year. And they represent different traits that we're going to be talking about. And yet the first four traits, or, you know, two of them are conscious and two of them are unconscious. People don't always pay as much attention to the unconscious traits. But all four of them actually play a big role in the mentality of this world. And so I thought we'd go over that to start off with. Just say, okay, this is what we have to deal with every year. Every year we're facing these traits, and these kind of run our planet. So let's go over the first.
Well, I would like to add real quick that, you know, that the funny thing, it's a, you know, we, anytime someone has their own personal data or the year, it, we have an incarnation cross. It has a theme, and the new year always brings in the same cross of those four traits. It's the cross of the unexpected. So it's, you know, so what, you know, everyone always say, what's this new year going to bring? You know, that's kind of like the common collective language. What is this new year going to bring? Well, we'll see.
Yes, and the four traits actually present us the understanding of why it's the unexpected. And the very first trait is it's a detriment. It's actually, it has, in our charts that we print out, there's an arrow down about the very first trait that comes in on the conscious side, which is the most obvious side. And what, talk about that, please.
Well, you know, the gate 41, and you know, in well, any gate being in detriment is, you know, or exaltation, it's a range of expression. I think Ra once said that, you know, it's really,
well, we don't know who Ra is. So,
well, Ra is the one who revealed this information and brought it to the collective. But it's about a this and a that. It's really, you know, it's not necessarily, it's kind of a misnomer in the sense that it's detriment, you think bad, but it's just one end of the spectrum, and this,
well, usually
this year
it's a challenge.
On, yeah, this year it's going to be fixed in that orientation more.
I tell people that when there's a detriment in their charts, it usually represents a challenge.
Yeah, a challenge, and it's also could be you can look at it as some of your biggest learning potential.
Sure.
Yeah.
So let's look at this challenge that we face every year on this planet. What would we call it? I call it a false sense of capability.
Yeah, well, you know, it can be, you know, the gate 41 is part of the, you know, the it's part of the stream of feeling of the need, the desire for experience. So a lot of that is based in fantasy. Gate 41 is also the, you know, it's about fantasy, it's about desire,
right,
and it's to have a new experience.
And right, and we know
we can get caught up in that.
Right, we know on this planet there's a lot of desire. And this is the false sense of desire. So in other words, it's desire that can't always fulfill itself. And yet that moves us forward. That's very powerful. It's the part of the evolution, the growth of our planet, is to have this sense. And probably that it's a false sense means that it's not reasonable enough to limit you, to say, well, maybe we better not go in this direction because we're not really capable. This is a false sense. So this says, yeah, let's go for it. And that really is a driving force on the planet.
Yeah, you can get stuck in that desire or that fantasy that you think that life is going to be that way. But the problem is, it is part of the human experiential way. This is part of the stream that makes us very human. And what happens is often that life, you know, we think it should happen in a very logical progression. If you do this, that, and this, we'll get that. But this stream shows you that, you know, life has other things
right
in store.
So let's move forward, though. We have a lot of traits to cover.
Okay.
And the next trait is on the unconscious side, but that just means that it's working on the back burner and it's always at work, and it's adventurism. And that is very powerful. We're an adventurous society. And again, if you add that to the false sense of capability, that can cause a lot of trouble. Now, the next trait is on the conscious side, and this also is a detriment. It's also a challenge. And this represents a lot of the history of our planet. And do you want to talk about that?
Well, we're talking about the Earth being in Gate 31, Line 1.
No, actually, it's not important where it is and what it is, because people don't have a chart out there to go along with us. So
yeah,
let's just talk about what it means.
Well, it's a projected gate, which means, you know, this is a gate of leadership. And these are people who are going to feel to be influential. But part of the problem is that they didn't do it because they just have this feeling, and maybe it might not be correct. You know, it's a gate that needs to be recognized and invited to share its influence.
All right,
its leadership.
Well, that's more than we need to know about it, because what it really says is that it's an unnatural expression of leadership.
Yeah, well, it's going to be there's going to be a pressure to, you know, to lead, to be an authority or not. And that's something that, you know, these people are going to try to find their role to be a leader.
Right. And they might not be worthy of it. And that's one of the huge problems we've had on this planet for thousands of years, is that we have many leaders who don't deserve it.
Exactly.
Okay. So that's another trait. And then we come to the unconscious side of these four traits. And this is the trait of greed. It's very simple. It's greed. So if you put those together, false sense of capability, adventurism, unnatural expression of leadership, and greed, those are four traits that run our planet year after year after year. So we are hoping to get a balance to that. Every year, the other traits that show up maybe can help us hold these more in check, help these become more positive for us in growth.
Sure.
Greed is all right, as long as it's for the higher good.
Let's
be greedy.
Yeah, there's a quality of all these energies, you know,
right,
that a range of expression.
Exactly. Let's be greedy to have the higher good.
Yeah.
You know, let's have an unnatural expression of leadership, which just means that it's out of the box, and it's leaders that are less assuming and maybe more truthful.
Mm-hmm.
So we can actually find positive expression in each of these. But we can also find negative, depending on what the other traits in this in each year are. So let's go over those and examine what the possibilities are this year for either positive or negative results. So where would you like to start?
Well, you know, I think, you know, the moon, gate 20, you know.
Well, we don't know about gate 20. Nobody ever heard of gate 20
All right. Well,
before.
Basically, you know, this is a you know, this is where you need to be able to apply your ability to cooperate with others and act together. You know, it's kind of like it's a networking energy.
Let's call it cooperation.
Yeah, it's some way to cooperate, and there's a need that's underlying it because the moon represents our drive, and there's a need underlying to be in cooperation
this
year.
All right, so that's great. So we're going to see a trait of cooperation. I want to get to the essence of these, Mark.
Sure.
We don't want to talk about the technical mechanics because our audience aren't technicians about this. They just want to know what the bottom line is. So, and then we come to a very nice trait that I like, and it's the trait of the power of the spirit to heal and be healed. This is going to have a major impact this year.
Well, you're talking about recuperation?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that underlying feeling of that is always nice, and it's a... You know, it's innocence, you know, you just need to, you know, your priorities to heal.
Right. Okay. So we want that in the world. Now,
yeah.
The next trait is really a great one. And let's hope that it's powerful for us this year. And that's the trait called breakthrough. Can you talk about that?
Well, yeah, this is, you know, breakthrough is about getting your ability to get a new insight and an insight that can empower others. So it's about really getting whatever insights that you have, they come in a pulse and being able to share that with somebody in a correct way and empower them. So it's a... something that can be very beneficial.
I see that as developing unique new realizations, and we're going to have breakthrough in our realizations this year. And we
it's part of a definition that's in the body graph for the new year. That's very important, and it's really about the channel structuring, and it's about making things more efficient. And one of them is through breakthroughs, and the other one, the South Node's fusion. So it's about really getting unique knowing that can be efficient and structured to help the other.
Well, let's talk about what those mean, because. Just briefly.
Sure.
One is to have new realizations, unique knowing.
Yeah.
And then the fusion that you mentioned, because that word alone really needs to be expanded on. It really means using synthesis.
Yeah. The line says the gradual attunement of diversity through synthesis.
Right. And so we're going to take a diverse planet and synthesize it better.
Well, it's, you know, we also have another gate that's coming up later. You know, it's a gate of revolution and rejection. So part of this new year is about really getting rid of stuff that doesn't work and finding new ways that work better. That's the potential of that design.
Right. Well, if we're going to change things, we better have revolution and rejection. It's great to be able to discern what's not working.
Yeah, the only part with this is, you know, part of the channel of knowing, really, it's a channel of that's formed, this gate 43 and gate 23, this fusion and breakthrough. What happens is, though, it's the voice of I know, and a lot of times people are just going to know, and they might know something and they might not, but they have a pressure to articulate it and voice their knowing, and that could be inappropriate. So there's a lot of times where people need to wait to be recognized to share their insights, and if they do that, they're going to meet a better end than if they just try to blurt it out.
Well, I think we have a planet waiting to hear new knowings, so I think we'll be excited. And there certainly is a desire for new realizations to occur. So let's be happy that they'll be occurring. We might not agree with all of them.
Well, yeah. Well, I think there's always, you know, with this energies, there's always two sides to the coin. There's always a this and a that. So there's always the potential for these great breakthroughs and these new insights to come in and empower others. And then there's the opposite of that, where if the energy is not correct, and it's going to disempower, and people are going to feel bitter or, you know, exhausted or not heard, and, you know, and because they know, and they don't feel, they feel lost. So it's about, you know, making sure that you do it correctly.
Okay. Now, we come to another trait that is very, very wonderful to see, and this is a trait that has to do with service, selfless service. And it's not only selfless service, but I like the whole sentence here, selfless service for the highest good. So we are going to be giving more. We're going to want to serve our planet better. It's wonderful to see this. Do you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think selfless service is, you kind of already started to see it, you know, come in. I think people are just going to embrace it some more.
Good. All right. We love that. And now let's talk about some struggles here. And they're not so bad. Two of them are what we call detriments or challenges again. And the first one has to do with formalities. Right?
Okay. Just give me the where you're.
Oh, okay. I'm at the 54 one.
All right. Thanks. Because I do... Just making sure.
I know. I'm trying to make it easy for our audience. And I know you and I can speak the numbers, but the audience gets lost.
Oh, I know where we're at.
Right. Right. That's interesting. So this is a trait of needing to maintain formal relationships. And I think that can interfere with our progress because there's so much that can go on behind the formal front of things. And if people refrain from that and only want to do things through the right order, we might not be able to progress as fast.
Yeah, well, this gate is in detriment. So there is the line says a socially misguided insistence on formal recognition of a relationship that in terms of influence will diminish its power. You know, ambition which demands formal recognition limiting influence. Basically, people getting a little power hungry, maybe, or you know, this is my idea, not yours. You know, it's a gate of influence. So this is somebody that might be using their influence in a misguided way.
Right, it needing to be clear about the formality of things versus what's the real truth that we're looking for.
Yeah.
Now,
and it's underlining that energy is an insecurity in that, you know. So
sure.
Yeah, because it's a first line, so there's an insecure kind of feeling that, you know, you want your strong foundation, so you'll do what you feel is correct to do, so you feel secure.
Right, and that's why we have a lot of structure on this planet, because of insecurities and things getting out of hand. Let's keep it structured, but if we keep it too structured, we can't change that much.
Yeah.
All right, now let's come to the other one. For you and I, it's called the 6-6 and detriment. So it's a challenge, and that's about peacemaking. Now, that should be good, but it's a challenge. So why is that a challenge? Why is peacemaking a challenge?
Because, you know, because there's a lot of conditions that may need to be satisfied in order for people to feel that they can make peace with whatever that is.
Right.
You know, so it's all these conditions that need to be overcome.
And one person's conditions might not be acceptable to another.
Well, we see that, you know, in, you know, the Congress or the government, you know.
And so that continues. Yeah. That's everybody wants peace, but let's do it our way.
Yeah, and if that's a background frequency as it is, you know, then it's going to be hard to have that reconciliation or that agreement, you know.
Right. It's a tough one. So,
people might not want to expect it or feel that, oh, how come they can't get along? You know, well, they might not supposed to be getting along.
Exactly. Well, but that might be actually the way to achieve the best results, and yet it's the hardest.
There's always everything in its correct timing, too. So, you know, we'll see.
Yeah. All right. Now, let's come down to a trait that makes it more to the point. This is a trait called honesty. And it's the refusal to engage in hypocritical interactions. So I think that will help progress this year. is for people just to be more direct and straightforward and not hypocritical. Hopefully we can find more agreement that way.
Absolutely. You know, I think it's about being in integrity, you know.
Yeah. That's very helpful to see. And then we have a difficult trait called distrust. And this is where people don't trust each other. That's that simple. And so even though there's honesty, refusal to engage in hypocritical interactions, there's also wondering what's going on that we don't know.
Yeah, and you know, and part of it, it's also in Neptune, which is has a frequency of being veiled, or not a direct link to the what's going on. So there's a lot of people can maybe be a little confused about that, you know, where the distrust is or not. They might not be able to totally put their finger on it.
Yeah, that's hard. So we're going to have some doubts this year along the way. And then one last trait, because we're going to have to sign off in a couple minutes, is down near the bottom. I want to get into this one because it's called qualification. And it's how to qualify when to fight or not.
Yeah.
And so I think there'll be much more reason as to when to go to war and when not. And we're seeing that right now with Obama actually saying that I'm not going to fight about this debt ceiling. At least that's his front at this point. And that's kind of interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Not something I feel I need to be in the fight about.
Tempering opposition based on circumstances.
Yes,
you know,
this
is something that is an empowering energy potentially too. So, you know, if it's done right, you know, it can really make a difference.
Yeah. And so let's just summarize the year now, because we're down to the last couple of minutes here. It looks pretty good. What do you think?
Well, you know, I definitely think that there's going to be some challenges, but I think overall, you know, there could be some nice breakthroughs. You know,
breakthrough.
There's the delicate balance, but that's the only definition in the chart. So there's a lot of, you know, I think there's going to be a lot of pressure to people to make things better. You know, and there'll be a lot of ideas of what that means.
Right, but, and there'll be cooperation, too. Remember, that was one of the first traits we saw. The power of the spirit to heal and be healed.
Yep.
And so there's so many traits in here that actually move us forward in positive, you know, also selfless service for the highest good. Those are very positive.
Yeah, and I think the overall, it also has to be grounded in reality in a sense of whatever that means. I mean, it's got to be... It can't be too fantasy, you know. It has to be grounded and realistic.
Right. So we have opportunities now, and I want to thank you, Mark Germain, for being a guest on Energy Stew. This is really fun to talk about this, and two analysts getting together is kind of interesting. And we want to encourage people to look at their own charts and see what's happening. I know my website, heartriver.org, has a human design page on it that people can go to. How about you?
Well, I could be reached by phone if anyone wanted to contact me. It's 516-423-4254.
Great.
And
thank you.
Just so anyone knows, I'm a projector.
Okay, whatever that means to a lot of people. Thank you so much.
They could go find out. All right,
Mark,
New Year.
You too. And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at ProgressiveRadioNetwork.com. I can be reached at peter@heartriver, heartriver.org, or 212-222-7748. Lots of classes coming up. Get involved. And thank you so much for listening.